Let's take a look at the discussion forums assignment. The online discussion forums were designed to replace the interaction available in a face-to-face classroom setting. There are 8 discussion forums that pertain to the course material, 1 for each week of our 8-week session. Each student will be required to create at least 1 thread per discussion forum and post at least 2 replies per discussion forum to other students' threads. So your thread is your initial post, and then you'll reply to other students. And feel free to post more than 2, but you're only going to get credit for the two replies. So 3 posts per discussion forum. So that's a total of 24 posts, and each post is worth 2 points for a maximum of 48 points. Now, we want a post to contain at least 3 complete sentences, okay? You know, in other words, no, I agree, or nice post. As we said, you can create more than the required 24 posts, but the maximum is 40. Don't think that you can only post 24. Post as many as you like. Now, the more the better, in my humble opinion. Some students love the social interaction. Other students are not too excited about posting. Oh, well. Now, you want to create your thread by the Thursday, every Thursday of every week, because that gives your fellow students time to reply to your thread by Saturday. So make sure you're going to post at least 3 posts per discussion forum. The first is your own thread, and the second and third are responses. Feel free to post more. Now, when responding to someone else's thread, remember to be civil. Did you read the long syllabus that had the section on netiquette? In other words, you know, don't be a jerk. There's a highly recommended organization called Toastmasters International. They help people learn how to speak in public. It's something that many, many people are deathly afraid of. They have a system for giving constructive criticism. It's called the feedback, the sandwich feedback. When giving constructive criticism to someone, you respond with 3 points. The first and the third points emphasize one or more of the strengths of the person's authoring. These are the 2 pieces of bread. The second post is the point that discusses one or more of the weaknesses of the person's offerings and how they could be improved upon. This is the filling of the sandwich, the delicate part that goes between the 2 pieces of bread. Does that make any sense? Look, I hope so, because having been part of Toastmasters International for many years, I can tell you it is a highly effective organization. Gives people the confidence they need to speak publicly and the information they need to improve their speaking, because it's an ongoing thing. It's like anything like dancing or singing or playing an instrument. It takes time and it's a lifelong learning process, because you can always get better. Okay, and the first couple times you do it, you sound awful. That's why we have the sandwich feedback provision. Okay, your humble instructor will give special bonus points for answering pleas for help from your fellow students in the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill discussion forum. This is the one when you're ready to throw the computer through the window, drop the class, beat the dog, whatever. Just contact us through the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill. I check the forums at least once a day, usually twice. However, when someone's in the distress, the quicker they are helped, the better. You can post anything, really. You just had a bad day and you need someone to talk to. We're here for you. Now, here are the threads. Notice, it's a good idea to print out this sheet and you put a little check mark when you do your thread, when you post your initial post, and then 2 check marks when you have replied to 2 of your fellow students. So we're going to discuss if we had $1 million, what would we do? Marriage and finance. What good are these financial statements? Banks versus credit unions. I like credit unions. What's wrong with CUs and credit cards? Oh, lots. A new car, a used car, or maybe no car. Insurance, the necessary evil, and the investment forum. Now, note the day changes. Notice that's the last week, so we got to do Wednesday and Friday because Friday is graduation. We probably should do Tuesday and Thursday, right? But anyway, the sooner you do it, the better. So have fun with these. Remember that nobody can see you, so you don't have to worry about being embarrassed. It's all online. As the very famous cartoon from the New Yorker, on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. You might not have seen it, but there's two dogs talking, and the one's in front of his computer, and he says this to his buddy. He says, on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. Anyway, have fun with the discussion forums. Now, I'll be in the background. I'll be checking them, so don't worry. I'm watching what's going on. But normally, I don't usually join in the discussions unless somebody asks a pointed question to me or something like that. I want you to talk to one another. That's the idea. The idea is that you're helping each other, and that's how you learn. If you really want to learn something, help somebody else. Teach it to somebody else. Oh, boy, will you learn. And you'll learn where you're not. You know, you'll learn a place where you need some more work. You'll learn about that, too. So be awesome, dear students. We are so proud of you. Thank you so much for being in our class. You are awesome.